Hello and welcome to another edition of Design Buzz, the blog for those interested in today's nightclub and bar design trends, product reviews and interviews. Here's our host, international nightclub designer, Rick Usabel.
Well, my reason for being here today was twofold, really. One is because I'd like to know more about the equipment so I could perhaps see an opportunity to utilize it in one of my designs. Yeah. Or recommend it, but also to I write an industry blog, yeah. So and it comes out twice a week, and I wanted to feature it, so I wanted to have enough information about writing about it so that it isn't one paragraph and I'm done.
Right. And I can supply. I don't know what sent you already.
I'm not remembering
if I sent you any literature, or Lisa did or not.
No.
If not, I will today.
Yeah, okay.
I'll send you some of the things we have written. Well,
there you go,
a lot of information.
Yeah.
I would say that in the Mix magazine, too.
That type of thing. Well, and of course, I can get you on by phone, but I want to get this out Monday morning, so
sure.
There's not going to be much time to talk between now and then.
No, I can give you material before you leave.
So as we were just talking a moment ago, then, because you have 16 bottles of liquor and 12 mixers, what we do have limitations, of course, what we can offer, but if it's going to be used as an overflow bar, then we could set the drink menu in advance, understanding who the demographic is and what the specials are today, or whatever however they want to use it.
Yeah.
So I think a knowledgeable bar owner would know how he would want to feature
sure.
it. The the weight of it is a bit heavy, but I'm not sure that it's not doable as an overflow bar. You got casters on it, so. Yeah, I mean, I don't see this deal. If you're rolling across carpeting, it's harder than regular hard floors.
Oh, yeah.
Hard floors, one
hard
finger.
Floors, yeah, it's easy to move on a hard floor. Yeah. So you're, and like how much water and how much ice does this
hold? It'll hold five gallons of water.
5 gallons of water.
20 pounds of ice.
20 pounds of ice.
Three full garnish trays on ice.
Three garnish trays on ice, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everything is programmable on the machine, so I can go in and create my own drinks.
Okay.
And I can do that. I can grab drinks by all drinks. There's 500 on here.
Okay.
Shots. This could be a shot bar. Martinis, a full martini menu. Tropical drinks.
Mm-hmm.
It can do sodas, juices, and mocktails.
What I'll do is I'll get a picture of that screen, too, before I leave.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
On the all drinks menu, obviously, you guys it's been a good amount of time dreaming up these things. You've heard them everywhere, I suppose. But then how does a customer or an end user program one in? Is that something
right
you
here?
Would do or
no.
they would do?
Very simple.
Everybody can do it.
They would
so
add
So management one would come in, and we have a drink editor.
Okay, good.
So if you go on drink editor, it's going to load. And whatever drinks I put on here stay in the database, and I can transform them from bar to bar. So if I put in a Billy's cocktail, all I do is hit enter, and I start creating.
Okay.
Mixed drink specialty, make with ice, double. Then it'll ask me what kind of liquor, what kind of mixers I want.
Gotcha.
By the end of it, it'll say save.
Yeah.
And that drink is in my database.
So now it's in a database, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're selling that bottle service, there you know your guy coming in. He's got this area reserved. What kind of liquor would you like, Mr. Smith? Well, I want Kettle One.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to make sure there's Kettle One in there. And what's your favorite drink? Well, my go-to drink is this. Boom, boom, boom. So what we would do, we'd put that drink in there prior to him coming. We'd name it after him. We might even put his picture on that screen.
Yeah.
So we have that capability.
Okay.
So if you look in here.
So what? So that would be for a private party, you mean?
Private party
like
or a special event, yeah. So, if, you know, Eva comes in and she's hosting an event. I got that movie on, but. Yeah, you can change the screens as you want, customize them to the customer for that type of event.
Mm-hmm.
Now we go up. There we go. So now you see Eva. There's her. She's having a party tonight. This is her room at the Tropicana.
Okay.
Which is right there.
All right.
So it's her suite. And this becomes her mini bar.
Okay.
It's got, you know, this is a stainless version. It also comes in any of colors of wood or what you want to do or
laminates.
And we can customize.
Some different tops.
I got you.
We can wrap it like that Chicago Cubs one.
Oh, yeah.
That, so wrap it that, to the club's design.
You do White Sox, too?
Hey, hey, I like that.
Try not to, but...
That's the one I like.
This whole side, just a little bit ago, was all White Sox fans.
I was just there this week.
Did you go to opening game?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, I don't know how they lost to the Twins yesterday. And
yeah, well... Yeah.
That's all right. It'll be a fun season.
They beat themselves, so in the end, I mean... But they were in the game, though, which is something we couldn't have done last year.
No, it'll be a fun season.
Came back three times and led, so... It's like, hey, at least the team's got a little spunk to it, you know?
I agree. But I agree. We'll see how Robin does this year.
Yeah.
He'll do fine.
Yeah, I think so. But so now you're talking about detaching the tower and putting it on a bar.
Yeah, we've had a request for a service bar for a casino in Alabama that has six service bars. And what they want is the technology and the ability to have that pour function out of their service well without rolling this in.
Okay, well, so what would be the cost of something like that?
That's probably going to retail around $9,800 for the tower to put it to itself.
Well, I mean, that sort of brings me to the next topic. I mean, you know, there are people who are in that business, right?
Yes, Easy Bar is one of them.
Right.
But they don't have the technology that we have. They have a...
It's a pump room.
They deal with the pump room, and they deal with a... you know, they don't have the... onboard POS on here. They don't have the create a drink on the fly. They don't have a lot of the stuff that our technology allows.
Mm-hmm.
So I know Gorm Nichols very well, the CEO mm-hmm. of Easy Bar, and we've spoken many times. He's got a little, he just came out with a little touchpad, which, you know, it's good for that. I mean, it's a stationary play, a play on that. And I'm very, very familiar with it. And they do a good job. They go right through the pump room. I worked with them on for the Wynn Hotel in Vegas, where we were going to merge technologies, and it didn't work out for the Wynn. So,
mm-hmm.
but they wanted our technology and Easy Go's pump room.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, the I mean, you could end up in a situation where you have both under the same roof, I suppose, because the people I'm talking about, we are going to do Easy Bar there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't preclude the chance of, introducing something like this as an overflow type thing, which is why I see, this is why I see them, I see the best opportunity for this as an overflow, truthfully.
Service
overflow. Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of that, those applications, and then, but even at that, you'd have both people under the same roof. The only difference, I guess, is in how you do your accounting. Because even if we did a remote, we'd have to have a separate bar, even if it was an overflow bar, it'd have to be set up and dedicated as a permanent bar. With an easy bar setup for it to be to handle drink and to handle the total liquor presentation mm-hmm. as a overflow bar using their technology, I'd have to have a static permanent bar to use it.
Yeah, you can't use
Easy. I can't use it in a context. You can use this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But well. The whole thing is about controlling cost, you know, and that's the bottom line, the way I see it.
Right. So this you can't pour a drink. We measure every ounce poured out of here, so no, you know, the spills, the giveaways.
Well, here's the thing too, and this is the thing I wanted to ask you about, because see, on an Easy Bar system, once a drink is ordered, it goes simultaneously to the
US.
It goes simultaneously to the office. You can't back it out.
Right.
You can't have the bar, you know, the regular POS system is only as honest as the bartender, right? Because the bartender enters a drink or decides not to enter a drink, she can still make it and not enter it.
In a manual bar. In a manual bar here, though.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So so once this is entered, it's in the system. You can't back it out unless you have money in your hands. So, I mean, there has to be...
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that as a remote bar,
See, as an easy bar setup on a regular bar,
right.
Yep.
The drink is the order is entered and the owner is accounted for
through the POS system.
Well, it is, but it's going simultaneously to the home computer in the office.
Back office. Yeah.
See, so the bartender can't cheat it.
Off the gun, they can't.
Yeah.
Once it's pressed pour,
they can't do
same
it.
Same with this.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's the kind of thing I like to recommend to people because they're losing all kinds of money.
Well, 80%, right, on the manual.
Well, I've watched it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're right. That's exactly. Easy Bar does it. We do it. And we track everything to a tenth of an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
On every bottle, every mix. I mean, it's there.
Yep.
Press play, press pour, you're tracked. What's great about this? The servers love this. We're at a California Pizza Kitchen, and this is their only bar. They poured 40,000 drinks this year alone. So the servers, I showed you the POS version, they come, drop their tray, hit their ticket, and they go. Why they like it, they can be as fast as they want to their tables, and they don't have to tip.
So again, in the POS, in a POS mode,
yep.
as we discussed earlier, because I didn't record this, you can enter drinks from any POS on premise.
Yep.
The drink order will come to the bar, to this terminal.
Yep.
Right.
And then they can come dispense it.
Dispense.
They'll dispense it when they show up.
All they do is press their table or ticket.
Right. Exactly. Yep. That's what I'm saying. So, and so they do this for all the servers then?
Yeah. Every server's they're all tied into POS already.
So they're using the server bartender concept, which.
Yep.
I'm not really fond of, but it works for some people. It's more of a restaurant concept, I guess.
Yeah.
Because regular bars have a single source of accountability. You know, they don't want too many people having their hands on the cash because then it makes it more difficult to account. You know.
This just because so the way it works is we've developed a smart bar printer management system. So the printer that's at your bar, the regular bar. That goes to the bartender who makes the drinks.
Mm-hmm.
That's all this is.
Yeah.
This just becomes another bartender.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm aware of that. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah. This is a computer that's storing up all the orders.
Yeah.
And it's batching them out when they come and press the...
Exactly.
They press the ticket to proceed.
To activate. Yeah. So the difference, and I just saw this...
But their POS has already punched in the order and accepted the cash.
So that accepted it.
Mm-hmm. It's accepted the cash. Right. And this won't make it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Until it shows up on here.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other benefits of this as a service bar is the service bartender, he's going to get, as soon as they put him in, he's making these drinks. So now their drinks are being put on that bar, and they're sitting there for 20 minutes. The ice is melting. The drink, by the time the server finally gets here.
Well, you know, the other thing they could do, yeah. Yeah. So
here,
you could,
my server's
you could have your bartender out on the remote island making drinks, like, and they're getting orders from overflow, maybe from another terminal that's outside the bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the bar might send, maybe the bar might send a batch over there. I don't know. Maybe that's another option. Well, I wonder how that might work.
Watching it now for the past year, if this is sitting at the end of a bar without all this, and it's between the bartender and the server, bartender can use this for the difficult 5-bottle drinks.
The Long Island.
Just make Long Island margaritas. Right. And then the servers play off of it. They don't need to bother the bartender.
Yeah.
They just go up here and grab their ticket and go.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saving a ton of efficiencies between those two.
Well, the
and
react-
probably a lot of fighting, to be honest with you, because a server-bartender relationship is never great, usually.
Which is funny thinking about it when the bartender pulls off a ticket and says Long Island iced tea, the first thing he does is goes, here I go. You know, I know that's the way my bartenders were. It's like, oh shit. When they could do a Jack and Coke just as fast and get the same tip from whatever it may be. But I that aspect of saying you could point, as a bartender, you can point certain drinks if you want that are your pain in the butt drinks, you know.
So if this were on the sitting on the bar top, then you're telling me this whole tower from this base on up is basically the integrated.
The brains, yep.
Well, yeah, but I mean, would it actually look like this from here to here? Would that be the amount of space that
that
takes right now? Yes.
Right now, yeah, but this is going to get skinny down. This top.
Yeah, I can see where that would happen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need all that space.
Mm-hmm. But that's going to help you a lot too, probably for selling it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. People are going to.
That's a modular type.
Yeah, it's a new concept.
They'll be less resistant to. Because on a bar top, it takes up too much space.
Yeah. Right.
Sure.
You know.
I think it can even.
It almost reminds you of the of CRT.
Exactly.
Televisions and how next version 2 years from now is going to be like. It won't look the same.
Or the big old tapper system that sat there, and you had the seat that was right here behind the back.
Right.
And you're like this. I gambled. I got this seat. It's the only one left.
Right.
All 30 bar stools are up, but that one's still there because you're behind the big tapper system.
Happy days.
Now the tapper systems are beautiful. You know.
Well, how many of these do you have out there?
We have 48 out there right now. We debuted this last November.
Mm-hmm.
So we are, we're in the Minnesota Twins, Cleveland Indians, Cincinnati Reds. We're starting with Marriott. They're looking to take it in their limited service hotels, the Staybridge, the Spring Hill Suites, because they're going to put this in, and it's going to be a, this is going to be behind the hotel counter. So when you come in and get your room, can I get you a drink?
Yeah.
Because when I'm driving down the road or any other businessman in the world, I need a bar. When I'm traveling, I need business, I got to know there's a bar. Right now, I go to Embassy Suites.
Yeah.
Because I know they have a bar.
Yeah.
Everybody else is going to catch on. This does it for them. They don't have to build the construction.
Well, they don't have to have the permanent fixturing, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
They don't need the talented bartender.
There's $100,000 to build a bar, whatever it costs.
Well, it's not pricey. Cheap, and the thing is, they have to dedicate space to it, and that's the thing. That's the difficult thing to do in a place like that, you know.
And then the thing with it on wheels in hotel. Mm-hmm. Now I got a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I roll it in the banquet room at night.
Mm-hmm.
I need it out by the pool. I roll it out there, and I got a full bar.
Mm-hmm.
So the big part, the big labor savings on this is also set up and tear down. Forget the shrink. Set up teardown is 3 hours in a wedding for a regular bar.
Mm-hmm.
So you save that. And anybody can bartend. You're not training a bartender.
Yeah, true.
If I can press a button and spell,
right. Exactly.
I can make 500 drinks.
Yeah, the only thing they have to realize is that there's limitations on what the drinks they can make.
Yeah.
Potentially. That's all. You know,
I mean, we can make any drink. We don't make frozen drinks. We don't pour wine out of here, and we don't pour beer. Anybody can pour a beer. Anybody can pour a glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody can make a Long Island iced tea.
True.
Right.
Yeah. I know I can't.
Yeah.
I don't want to learn.
It's under favorites in the fifth row.
You can teach me here.
Yeah, it's for the bar aspect. There's a bar that I just worked with in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And it's a high-end wine bar, 1,500 square feet, small place. They had some bottle service bottles that they would pour out of, and they contacted us and they said, we want to be able to offer the alcohol along with our bar and our craft beers and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to hire a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they have a host, a talent that can pour beautiful wine.
Yeah, that is a problem for a hotel. Yeah.
Well, this was at a bar. No, a small wine bar. And they said, but we want to water, offer this liquor. And then they also said to me, we don't want to hire a bartender because we're a smaller place.
They're too dishonest.
Well, the other thing is now we're going to have to hire three experienced bartenders to cover all the shifts. So this one doesn't come in for Friday night shift. They call in, which happens all the time. At the last minute, we need another experience.
Yeah.
Now the owner himself isn't a bartender. He says, but I can come up here and I can jump in. And I've got
anybody can do it. Yeah.
In a limited service hotels, they've gotten so
good at
their resources that they need to order. They need to have spirits and they need to have a bar, but they can't bring on a special bartender for a hotel.
Well, how do you? The thing is, you never know what the crowd's going to be, how many, and you're going to bring them in and sit and pay them every night they're there. And
it's like the chain restaurants or the restaurants out there. Their bartenders are coming in at 11 o'clock. God forbid he's got to pour a drink from 11 till 5 when the bar starts, the real bar.
Mm-hmm.
So he's sitting there all day long doing crossword puzzles. Mm-hmm. We introduce this to California Pete's Kitchen. Servers. Let the servers tend your bar.
So even during the lunch hours, maybe it's not a hike.
So before then, they didn't
They didn't have a bar.
They didn't have a bar at all.
Servers were running across a casino.
Oh, that's right. I remember I just ate there last week out in Vegas.
And they wouldn't.
I wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah, and they wouldn't. They weren't selling drinks because they knew they had to stand in line and run across them. So they put this in. They're up 600% and just killing it.
Which one did you?
The Mirage.
Oh, you did. Yeah. That's the one I was just at.
Yeah, that's our. That's you, it. You had a drink.
This
you had
stainless Sin steel City is in Lemonade, bag.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure what the heck I had.
Yeah, in fact, we talked to a club out there that's going to put these in. I forget the name of it. Right by Kenny's office.
Yeah.
Forget the name of it.
I'll think of it.
It's a higher-end strip club.
Yeah.
It's perfect for those places. I mean, that's.
The talent can pour the drinks there. They don't have to be bartenders.
You don't want a bartender.
No, you don't. I don't.
Well, even if you, because you have to assign one to the room, exactly. And that's another person,
right.
especially if those rooms are rented by the hour or whatever, exactly. And that's whatever a nice thing for overflow, yeah.
Right.
I have a client I did one for, this would have been the perfect thing at the time, because we didn't want to do plumbing in the bar anyway. And that was the other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is completely contained with your water.
Oh, yeah.
Your waste tank.
Mm-hmm.
That has a pump, so it's not a gravity fed. You can just put it in anything, pump it out, be done.
Yeah.
The actual cold plate that you have at any bar is
right
built in, obviously.
Sure, right.
Mm-hmm. Same technology, the same pumps
that
you have, now in any bar. It's the same exact pumps.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly the same. Flow jets.
Was that the part that Glass Center did for you?
They did this whole channel.
Yeah, I can. I figured they're using everything they already know how to do.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
It was easy for them.
It made sense.
Yeah.
We give them this.
We give them the brains.
Yeah.
They designed this, and we all checked off the boxes and like it.
Yeah, they're good people. I love their equipment.
Yeah.
This, like we were talking about this earlier. A lot of times the bottle gets down to here and everybody's like, give me the spider.
Yeah.
That's free, right? Well, this actually, the way this pressurized works,
it's
done. It's dry like a desert. So there is no. All right, I pulled. Oh, there's a little bit left. Go ahead. You can take that. Yeah. A liter, we used to inventory at 28 ounces just because we gave five away. as a bar owner, I gave five away. It was something that I just.
I
accepted it.
That's about 60 grand a year if you're selling 12 bottles a day.
Simple. Exactly. Right? Simple ROI math. Five shots
per bottle. People don't realize the math of that. I just did a blog post on it. I mean, I just covered this.
John Taffer looked at this.
Free pouring. I'm like,
yeah.
God.
It's incredible. You're saying as a bar owner, $40 a bottle,
Pouring with it to the.
Within the.
That's
realm.
Within an eighth of an ounce.
I know.
I'm sorry. That's within the thickness of the pour line.
The pour line.
But shit, nobody can free pour and hit that.
No way. Who says they can?
A quarter to 3/8 above that.
Yeah.
So you're giving away way more than 4 ounces a bottle.
2 count, 3 count. 1,000, 2,000. Or is it 1,000, 2,000?
Yeah,
who's counting? The amazing thing is I was just at a seminar, at a workshop there at the Nightclub and Bar Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a guy that was, who was delivering the workshop, sat there and actually was extremely candid about how much he disdains liquor control systems.
Yep.
Really.
And this guy's an expert in the field. And I'm
crazy.
Like, I really, it made me look at him in a different way slightly because I'm wondering, now this guy came up through the ranks
as a
bartender.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's not that old of a guy.
Yeah. But he was
a bartender.
Old school knowledge.
Well, and he's got old school beliefs.
Beliefs.
Exactly.
And so now he's telling all his clients that stuff's garbage. Well,
how is it
that everybody in Vegas owns an Easy Bar or
liquor
control system?
Everybody's looking.
Everybody wants this stuff.
Exactly.
The hardest thing in the liquor bar industry for years was the only thing we couldn't control was our liquor inventory.
Yeah.
We could control our labor. We
could
control, the bags of chips we sold, the food we sold, but we always had a gray area of $40 a bottle, let's say, mm-hmm. on an absolute times 12 in a case.
There you go, man.
That gray area was always there.
Yeah.
And I knew it, and I knew it, and I accepted it. Oh, and if I could have done what this does for the last 30 years of me owning restaurants
you
and bars,
working right
how much would I have?
Yeah.
When I came in and talked to Bill, and I seen this for the first time, I sat in his office, and I went, where's this pen? And I started thinking in the back of my head, all of that money and what I would have had.
No kidding, right?
You know, and the smile got big.
All the vacations and all the cars and all, yeah.
Right, right, exactly. So
boy, and you know, yeah, that's how it works.
But there's still a lot of old school out there. It's hard to change it.
You know, yeah, it's hard to, even owners.
But it'll get there.
Even owners that make, that are.
They don't want to accept it.
They don't want to accept it because they, I don't know.
I'm smarter than that. Nobody steals from me. I know that.
Yeah, that must be it. That's all I can.
It is. We did a, it's great. We did a hotel in Alabama. And the guy comes in a meeting we're presenting. He goes, I got zero shrink. I know exactly every ounce of
porn.
And they're free porn.
Well, you know what's funny? People will tell you that. And if you get an engagement conversation about 10 minutes later, they'll admit that they don't. So what is he saying next?
So he's going on and he's adamant. He's pissed off at me because I'm telling the rest of these people, this thing's going to take 28%, put it back in your pocket. That's bullshit. And he's just adamant. He's just an ass. I'm going, sir, I shook his hand. I go, you are the only person I know in America that knows every ounce poured out of your bar. And he left. I go, Scott, let's go. We're going to the hotel tonight, his hotel bar. And I walk into his hotel bar, and I sat down like I'm a weary traveler. I go, hey, dude, can you hook me up? I've been traveling all day. He goes, yeah, no problem. It was 7 o'clock, happy hours from 4 to 6. He goes, yeah, no problem. I'm doing this. He goes, he's doing that. He goes, I just poured this Kettle One and lemon. Anybody want, you want that, Scott? Yeah, I'll take it. Gives him that.
Yeah.
He pours me a double. He goes, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to give it to you. You've been traveling. I'll give it to you for happy hour prices. Right there, I just won $10. And he doesn't know me from Adam. What's his buddy getting? His best friend. So, you know, and we filmed it. It was great. Camera phone.
Yeah,
it was really. Because I wanted, you know, I was pissed that you hear a lot of stories, and I want to make the point.
It's not a lie. It's true.
We did the bar rescue show with this. John Taffer swore up and down. He said, this thing is, I've been preaching this for 30 years, and you built it. Mm-hmm. That was good. It was a good testament.
Yeah.
To hear that from John.
Fantastic.
Yeah. That's good. It's,
you know, not every bartender is a thief. Some are, by giving it away. But
you don't realize it. You put a lot of temptation in front of them when you make them that.
Exactly. But there's bartenders that are great out there, and I've had some, but they don't realize what they're actually doing.
They're not trying to be a thief.
They're just over pouring.
They're not necessarily
not charging.
Even the ones that are trying to be thieves are still not doing you well.
Yeah, right.
And it's amazing that the mentality of that, and the guy that sits down and says, "How come you never buy me a drink?" I says, "I didn't ask you for a box of nails, did I? To build my roof? That's my livelihood. You're out in your truck. Your box of nails is yours." And that whole concept of understanding that liquor is gold as a bar owner, and that is your inventory,
man.
But because it's the entertainment business, they think, what do you mean you can't buy me a couple of drinks? What do you mean?
Well, then, you know, you see guys who have inventory rooms that are wide open.
Yeah, absolutely.
The kitchen,
no management.
The kitchen can walk
kitchen
in.
Kitchen chef, absolutely.
And they got the black bags that they're putting the garbage in, so a bottle goes in there, it throws in the dumpster, you can't see it in there.
A bottle.
That's why I used always
two
use
T-bone steaks and
yep.
lobster.
That's why I always use clear bags. Right. And if I was suspecting, I'd open up the thing and I'd pull out. I always used clear bags in my restaurant.
And then a phone call to my wife, honey, we're having lobster, T-bones.
Yeah.
And I got a little bottle of Cabernet.
Yeah. And the chef's out there, and all of a sudden, why is he still here an hour later in his car? Well, he's waiting to get in the dumpster, pull that bag.
Right.
Because he knows what he put in there. Mm. But, you know, those tricks are out there everywhere.
Oh, wow.
It is what it is.
Everybody
Let me show you one more thing, though. Yeah, I'm going to show you my fairway tender.
Love to see it.
Which is a prototype.
On behalf of Rick, thank you again for joining us for this edition of Design Buzz. We all look forward to seeing you again real soon.